Great Southern's Triple M, you're with Draco, and right now I've got the Narrogin Police with me, Sergeant Woodford. Thanks for joining me, mate. And unfortunate to hear about this. A couple of car crashes in the last couple of days. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we had two car crashes within the Narrogin greater area over the last few days. So, look, obviously weather conditions play a big part in those crashes. You know, we've had a lot of rain, so the roads are slippery. So, you know, just remind people to drive within their limitations and within the conditions that they face. One of those particular crashes, is possibly alcohol was a factor in that. So, again, you know, don't drink and drive. It's a simple message.
Yep, yeah. No, makes sense. Now, another unfortunate thing here. Family violence incidents on the weekend. If I'm not mistaken, we got up to about 8 different incidents.
Yeah,
or something.
Look, yeah. We had 8 reported incidents over the weekend. 6 of those related directly to family violence. So, look, that's a major concern for us. And, you know, I know that a lot of people don't particularly know about it. If it doesn't affect them, it happens inside the four walls of other people's houses generally. So, yeah. You know, a lot of those incidents involve drug use and excessive alcohol use. So, you know, where people can help us with those and victims of family violence is, you know, to report any drug information that they have to us. And, you know, they can do that directly to the police station or through Crime Stoppers, which we all know about.
Yep, so. No, it makes sense. And that number, best number to call, yeah?
Yeah, 9882255 for the Narrogin Police and 1-800-333-000 for Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely. And how helpful have been those Facebook pages, the Narrogin chat and things like that? Has that certainly helped a little bit?
Yeah, look,
information,
I'm not big on social media side of things.
Fair
and there's, we've got strict policies around it. But yep. Look, I know some of the guys and girls at the station keep an eye on,
okay,
on some of the local pages. And then we obviously have our own district Facebook page where we can, you know, get messages out and receive information. So, yeah, look, if that's what people want to use, then that's, you know, that's the way we're going.
Awesome. Yeah. Not a problem. Yeah. Cool. Well, look, thank you very much for the update, and I'll chat to one of your representatives next week.
Draco for breakfast.
Right now, it's time for a business chat with Willie from RSM Business Local. Now, we've been chatting about understanding business financials, but we're going to sort of delve a bit more into that. Increasing your sales volume.
Yes. Good morning, Draco.
Yeah.
So last time I was on the air, we talked about profit and loss. Mm. So we're just going to go that a little bit more into it today. Mm. So increasing sales volume, there's a few little things that you can do. The number of customers you get through your door, sales frequency, so the number of times people buy from you. So you can sort of monitor that with maybe a loyalty card or something like that you could do.
Mm.
We can also do work out an average value of each sale. So your shop might be an averaging, say, $30 per sale. So then we might need to work out, okay, do we want to increase that or do we want to get more numbers through? We can also, some quick tips to increase your sales, so upselling at the point of sale. So that's, you know, most people do that. So if you bought a pair of leather shoes, you want to buy some leather cleaner or something to keep your leather intact, to keep the shoes squeaky clean. Initiate a new promotion or marketing campaign. You can expand your referral work, introduce loyalty schemes, which is what we just talked about before, and communicate regularly with your loyal customers and tell them about the new products or attend marketing workshops for promotional ideas as well.
Cool. No, fair enough. Like I used to, when I used to run an EB Games store, they'd get us to change around the setup every once in a while. And I was like wondering, why are we doing this? And it's like a case of someone's walking past and going, oh, that's changed there. I'm intrigued. I'm going to walk in now. Is that pretty
that's
much
right,
the idea?
That's right, yeah. So change your window front.
Yeah.
Just to make people go, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, exactly.
So just something new, something that you may have had sitting out the back for maybe a couple of weeks,
exactly,
but no one's seen it, so put it in the front window.
It's that thing that we've been trying to flog off the whole time, and people are thinking it's absolutely awesome. I mean, look, it worked for me. I had this nice jacket that keeps me nice and warm, and it was in the window, and I told the person at the shop, I said, I bought that because of you. I bought that.
That's right.
You put it in the window. Now, when's your next visit for the Great Southern?
So my next visit will be a Friday this time, so I'm just changing it up a little bit. So
why not?
The 24th of August, I'll be in Narrogin.
Okay, cool.
So if anyone would like to book a meeting with me, feel free to do so for that day. And the number is 0439-634-566. Or you can call me any time to have a chat, or we can do a phone hookup as well. So all good.
No worries. Willie, pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Catch you next time.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now, I've got Susie from the Wickapen CRC. Firstly, just a reminder about the calendar photo competition.
Yes, the Wickapen CRC is running a calendar photo competition for our 2019 calendar. This year's theme is Flora of the Wickapen Shire, and with spring only a month away, it's a good excuse to go and check out some of the beautiful wildflowers within the district. If you are interested in entering the photo competition, you can submit up to 4 photos, which must be in digital format, landscape orientation, and 1 megabyte or larger in size. And each photo must represent Wickapen Shire flora and can be submitted to us via email to wickapenlibrary@westnet.com.au or delivered to the Wickapen CRC on a USB stick. We are located at 24 Wagalana Road, Wickapen. The cut-off for the photo comp is Friday, October 5, with the photos to be judged by public vote on Saturday, October 13. 13 photos will be chosen, one for each month of the year, plus a cover photo. And if one of your photos is chosen for the calendar, we'll make sure you receive recognition for the photo, and you'll also get a free copy of the calendar.
Awesome to hear. Next up, the Australian Government Mobile Service Centre coming to town. Just a reminder about that one as well.
The Australian Government Mobile Service Centre is coming to Wickapen next Wednesday. You can visit the Mobile Service Centre to find out about Australian Government payments and services for rural families, older Australians, students, job seekers, people with disabilities, carers, farmers and self-employed people. The staff will be able to provide you with information and support and can also help you create a MyGov account, which is a simple and secure way to access government services online. The Mobile Service Centre will be parked near the Facey Homestead on Wagalan Road, Wickapen, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, the 15th of August.
Cool. Looking forward to that. Well, having that available, should I say. And I believe on Monday you had Westcapade cars come through. Tell us what was going on with that.
Oh, on Monday, yes. We had the Westcapade cars come through Wickapen as part of their 7th annual motoring adventure, fundraising for Camp Quality to support WA kids who are impacted by cancer. The Wickapen Primary School had a visit from the Education Puppet Show, which travels Australia dispelling myths and creating supportive communities for any child affected by cancer. The Westcapadians were treated to a fantastic spread of lunch put on by the Wickapen Primary School PNC before they headed off to their next destination on their salt to sand tour, which will finish in Busselton on Saturday. If you'd like to know more about the Westcapadians or donate to this fantastic cause, you can visit www.wescarpade.org.au.
Awesome to see that come through. Well, Susie, thanks for the update right there, and I'll chat to you next week.
Draker for breakfast.
Now it's time for a golf chat with Brody. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good, Draker, thank you. Yep, bit of sunshine coming. Looking forward to that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how did it go on the weekend with the Associates Cup and the Lachman Cup? Weather, bit of a factor?
It was very trying, actually. Mm. We teed off on at about 12:30 and we came across a bit of hail for the first hole or two, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
So, rugged up and the brollies were up, et cetera, et cetera. But look, a great day. Again, another big weekend at the Narrows and Golf Club. We had the Associates Cup, as you mentioned. Sponsor there was Bill Rubber for the net and winner Sue Short, runner-up Julie Chitty, well done, girls, and Major Day for the ladies. And the gross was sponsored by Les and Julie Chitty, and the winner there was Carol Hardy. So a well-attended day, and they had a lot of fun. At the same time, us, the men were having the Lachman Cup, sponsored by Narrows and Fruit Market, Philly and Batty downstairs. Winner there was Philly's brother-in-law, Charlie Buemi, so kept it in the family. So Charlie had a day out, so trying conditions, but a good day had. Followed on by the Sunday, Stilo's Outdoors and Guns, he had a day on the Sunday, and that was well attended. There's a few out there. Runner-up Wayne Francis on the Sunday. Busy weekend last weekend out at the Narrows Golf Club, mate.
There we go. And I've got some events coming up. The State Event Championships on the weekend, and this Saturday, the other event as well.
Yeah, lots happening there. The State Sand Grounds are on at Durian Bay, so 4 hours away, but well attended. We've got about 10 or 12 players heading up there. That's a four-day event, goes Thursday through to Sunday if you're lucky enough. Be a bit warmer than here at the moment, so we've got a bit of a crew going up there. Then at home, though, we've got our captains and vice-captains monthly mug, which is a stroke round on the Saturday. other events coming up, our Landmark Day, I'll give that another plug. I've changed that to a two-person Ambrose, so a bit friendlier, so we can have a bit of a hit and a giggle. So that's on Friday the 24th, 12 o'clock running draw there. And, that's all happening at the Narrows and Golf Club.
There we go. Lots happening right there. Brody, thanks for the chat. I'll chat to you next week.